I think, you know what I think? Yeah, I think we do. Is this Reverend Hammond in Wasilla, Alaska? Hello, Reverend Hammond? Where are we? There he is, Reverend Hammond.
I can hear
you. Yeah, I hear you too. Fine now.
Okay.
So I read this thing you wrote in the newspaper, this op-ed piece about the Antichrist being gay. Really?
Yes, sir.
And you believe that because?
Because that's what the Bible said.
That the Antichrist would be gay.
Right.
All right. Well, that makes sense to me. I think homosexuals are trying to destroy everything anyway. So, I just don't understand why this continues to go on. Especially homosexual men. I don't mind so much lesbian women. Matter of fact, I have to be honest with you, Reverend. They're kind of fun to watch when you get those videos that they're always sending out on the emails. But men doing it together. Good Lord. I mean, where does that come from?
Well, it comes from man's rejection of God.
If you look at
what Romans chapter 1 says, it's a progression. In fact, I'm kind of debating my next article,
yeah.
And you see very clearly in Romans chapter 1, Paul shows a very clear rejection of God in favor for creation.
You know, somebody one time when I was a teenager had the audacity to try to convince me that Paul himself was gay. And
well,
that's that because he wrote such anti-woman stuff, you know, about women being silent in church and so on and so forth. But I don't believe it for a minute. What do you think is going to happen out there in California? Do you think they're going to be able to, allow this horror, this sinful, this man on man? I mean, what comes next after men marrying men? Then what? Men marrying animals?
Well, haven't you read the piece? There was some
I've got it right in front of me right here.
Yeah, she married a dolphin.
Oh, yeah, the one that married the dolphin. That was, that must have been somebody who was high on drugs, or not, high on Satan, probably.
Yeah, so, hey, Mike, I'm not familiar with your show. Can you tell me a little bit about your show?
Yeah, we were essentially a politically oriented fundamentalist program that tries to... wait a second, what? Oh, I gotta take a break. Can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
Alright, this is music that means we're going into the break. So just
okay. Stay
right there, Reverend
All
Hammond.
Right.
Alright. We're talking with Reverend Ron Hammond, who wrote in the Matsu Valley Frontiersman in Wasilla, Alaska, yesterday, "Will the Antichrist be homosexual?" We'll be right back.
Spotless, I'm all pure like the snow. I'm all washed in the blood of the Lamb. If you lay down your burden, if you found.
Welcome back. It is 10 before the hour. We are talking with the Reverend Ron Hammond, who wrote in the Matsu Valley Frontiersman newspaper in Wasilla, Alaska, the article that was in today's paper, "Will the Antichrist be a homosexual?" And we had left a message on his answering machine about giving us a call here on the program in Atlanta. What amazes me, Reverend Hammond, is that so many people don't apparently don't read their Bible. Leviticus 18:22, Romans 1:26-27, and 1 Corinthians 6:9, that all talks about this sinful abomination. And then people out in California want and what now? Five states where marriage is between these laws to homosexuals, marriage is legal. How can that be?
Well, it's just an indication where America is. America is in revolt against Christianity. Of course, the Bible tells us it would be that way in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
Also tells us that the last days we would see a very compromised church. And you look at the average church in America, and that's exactly what you see.
Do you think this news tonight about North Korea threatening the United States, is this something that has to do with gay marriage in the United States?
Oh, I have no idea about that. You know,
I mean, the Lord works in mysterious ways, his wonders to reveal. And I'm just wondering if, you know, because it says in the latter days there'll be wars and rumors of wars.
Right.
And this certainly is unnerving in North and South Korea. The South Koreans, of course, being very Christian, and the North Koreans being godless atheists. And I it has me upset, is what I'm trying to say. Do you have any idea which homosexual is the Antichrist?
No, he's not going to be revealed until I'm gone.
Until you're gone?
Well, are you going up in the rapture?
Do
you believe in the rapture?
Well, the rapture? Oh, yeah, when everybody floats up, when the great getting up morning, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. That's what that song means, you know.
Well, that's...
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more. You're familiar with that, I take it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
now tell me, are you a Christian?
Oh, am I a Christian? Is the Pope a Catholic?
Well, you know, I don't know who Mike Malloy is.
Yeah, well, sometimes I don't either. Is the Antichrist here now?
I would think so. I would think he's someplace ready to be revealed. But right now,
oh, that's spooky.
Holding him back.
I wonder if it's Kim Jong Il.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, you think it's somebody that speaks English? Hey, wait a minute. Stop everything. Do you think it's Barack Obama?
Actually, I don't.
Okay.
The Bible says.
Thank heavens for that.
The Bible calls him the Assyrian.
The Assyrian? Oh, that's right. Well, what is he?
But here's something for you.
Yeah.
You know, before the Antichrist comes along,
yeah,
there will come along a world ruler who will be a raiser of taxes.
Well,
and what is Mr. Obama doing?
He's raising taxes the last time I checked. Yeah.
So that means it's close.
Well, you know, this whole thing makes me a little bit nervous. I try to read my Bible as much as I can. I read Ephesians 4:15. I read 1 Peter 3:15. We had a godly man here in Georgia, Representative Brown. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's trying to get 2010 to be declared the year of the Bible. Do you support that idea?
Oh, I would. If only Congress was godly enough to do something.
They're not. They're not. They're a bunch of sinful, you'll pardon the expression, whores, but they're not godly. I don't think there's a godly man. Well, maybe. There might be two or three. You know,
they're in the minority, that's for sure.
They're definitely in the minority. There's a lot of Jews there. Do you know Sarah Palin?
I do not know her personally.
You
no.
don't?
Nope.
Well. Well, I was
she doesn't go to my church either.
Well, you're Baptist, right?
I am.
I think she's a little bit further into the space cadet place than Baptist. You know, I was brought up Southern Baptist, and we don't really get involved. We handle snakes down here, but we don't get involved with exorcisms. And I saw a piece of video that showed a dark skinned man. Standing close to her, I think he's putting his hands on her, casting out demons.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Well, I wouldn't either. Yeah. You know, this was on the computer thing.
I wouldn't believe anything you saw on the internet.
Well, that's true too. That's true too. Well, listen, Reverend Hammond, if you have any more writing that you do, we will certainly be on the alert for it, and I hope to have you on as a guest another time, and we can explore further the threats that some of these people are
Well, that sounds good. I appreciate your hospitality and give me a call.
I think it's fair to say that the internet is Satan's keyboard. That just came to me.
You know, and there's a reason why it's called the web.
Oh.
People get tangled up in it.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
That's heavy. All right. Well, listen, thank you. I appreciate what you had to say, and I hope you have a – what time is it out there? We're way over here in the east. What time is it where you are?
It is almost 8 o'clock.
Almost 8. It's almost midnight here. How's your weather? Is it warm there this time of year? Or?
Yeah, you know, it's getting so warm. It's man, we're about 73. I'm about to die.
73 degrees in Alaska? Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, listen, Reverend Hammond, thank you. You have a nice evening.
All right. Take care.
All right, sir. Take care. You too. Well, I don't know, man. But I am a demon from hell. I have taken over the Malloy program. Man, what was that? I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Keep it lit. I'm Mike Malloy.